the epistle from the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were Gentiles, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says anathema to Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Ghost. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of workings, but the same God, who works all things in all. Now the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for profit. To one through the Spirit is given the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith in the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing in the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another the prophecy, to another distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these things are the work of one and the same Spirit, who divides to everyone according as he will. And then the gospel, taken from that according to St. Luke chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as being just and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and began to pray thus within himself, O God, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, robbers, dishonest, adulterers, or even like this publican. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went back to his home justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. So a few considerations on this gospel of the Pharisee and the publican. During these middle weeks of Pentecost, all the way to the 12th Sunday, there's still the consideration each week, over the last 4 weeks, now it continues, on the importance of charity towards the neighbor. And now our Lord speaks of not an external charity towards the neighbor, but even internal charity towards the neighbor, and of our obligations in this regard. And so, we'll try to be brief here this morning, but nonetheless, this charity towards the neighbor is not only involved exterior, but interior. A Pharisee went into a temple, and a publican went into a temple. Now, our Lord does not say that there were other people in the temple. Just from the gospel itself, it seems as though the Pharisee is by himself, the publican by himself. They are not speaking to their neighbors. So it is not the kind of pride of one who stands up in front of everyone else and says, I am the greatest. It is the kind of pride that is related directly to God in our thoughts. This is the pride that is addressed in the gospel today. We sometimes think of this story of the Pharisee and the publican as a man who goes out in the streets and says, I fast thrice a week. How often do you fast? That he verbally speaks to others about his own exploits and his own goodness, which he might do. But that is not what is being dealt with in the gospel today. Simply dealing in the realm of thought. He's inside of the church, and inside of his own thoughts, he looks around and sees a publican. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I have. And so on. I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men. This is his prayer. It is the prayer of the Pharisee in the time of Christ. But to get the correct literal interpretation, we'll have to mention, like we did last year in this same sermon, that the Pharisee, more correctly, put in modern language, is the traditional Catholic, the faithful traditional Catholic, the one who does not have a TV in his home, the one that does not let his children watch bad movies, the one that has the children that he is supposed to have and doesn't practice the birth control and so on, the one that is saying the rosary with his family, the one that is doing all the right things. The Pharisees, because Christ condemned them, when we hear the word Pharisee, we think of it as the worst possible thing that one can be accused of being. And we lose track of what the Pharisees actually were at the time of Christ. They did everything right, and they believed all the true teachings of Moses. They were strict adherers to the law. They were not liberals. But then when Christ came, those strict adherers to the law did not recognize him. Why? Because though their bodies and their exterior way was like unto the law, their mind was filled with themselves. It was their pride that blinded them. And the great warning is that our pride may blind and destroy our own souls. So to translate the literal meaning of the gospel today, the faithful traditional Catholic went into the church to pray. And he said, I thank thee that I am not like the rest of men, that I didn't vote for Bill Clinton, that I am not pro-abortion, that I am raising my family right. And I thank thee. And then there is the other side, the publican. Oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. When we enter into a church, how do we interiorly communicate with God? This is the examination of conscience that comes to mind in the gospel today. How do we interiorly communicate with God? Very often, even our interior communication is bad and is filled with sin, even in the temple of God, because we are confident in ourselves. We believe that we are the ones who are doing what is right. We are the ones that hold the truth, that it is not truly a gift of God. And then we do not realize the wisdom of St. Alphonsus Liguori when St. Alphonsus said, but for the grace of God, there go I. Why am I a Catholic? Why do I believe the true faith? Why am I being faithful insofar as I'm being faithful? Because of the grace of God. And but for that grace, there go I. The Pharisee has confidence in himself because he's doing the right thing. He's proven it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. The truth is, I cannot do it, that which is right. But as St. Paul says, but the grace of God within me. The grace of God makes it possible for us to do well, but not our own selves. The devil gets into the faithful soul and tries to destroy it in this way, through pride. Remember, the devil does not care how we get into hell. If you can get into hell by being liberal and by living an evil life and promoting all the liberalism of the modern world, that's fine. You can burn that way. But if he can get you, he will not be bothered. Know that there are many traditional Catholics that don't disturb the devil. He feels no threat from the majority of us. Yes, we hold the true faith, we go to the true Mass, we do the right things, but he is not threatened. His kingdom is not threatened because of our pride. He's got us, many of us, like the Pharisees who did everything right. When the Pharisees started back in the 500 BC, around that time, they were many holy, holy men that started them. And they tried to reform the corruption of the Jewish people. But then they themselves, though they did not corrupt exteriorly, they corrupted interiorly. So much so that when the Christ would come, they would be the principal ones to make sure that he was put to death. And they would be the principal leaders against his kingdom. That's how bad it went. From the best to the absolute worst. Not by the changing of their exterior practice, but by the changing of their minds and hearts. So there is an emphasis in the gospel today of how important our interior thoughts and our interior desires are. The ones that we do not communicate to others. What do we really think when we're on our own? You know, it's common practice for a young boy, when we think of football, When we think of basketball or whatever it might be, that we are the greatest player out there on the field. We're going to go out and whip on everybody. That's the kind of thinking of the Pharisee. And we are going to do it. We are going to be better than everyone else. We don't say it out loud because we would not, because of the teaching of the gospel that says you're not supposed to, but we say it inside of our own minds. And we should not be saying these things inside of our own minds. We're going to do our best in our work. We're going to leave the rest to the hands of God. That's what must be. And so let's not fall into the trap of the Pharisee. Make sure that, in closing here, I remind you, as we mentioned many, many times, it is always a wasted trip in front of the Blessed Sacrament. If we ever come inside of this church and go out, whether it be for 1 minute or for 3 or 4 hours, without saying at least once, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." We must, every time we come into this church, without any exception, say within our hearts, "Oh Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." It's an obvious reaction of the just and honest man. An honest man comes into a church and he sees the innocent and pure and perfect God. He then looks at himself and sees that he is not innocent and pure. And therefore his immediate natural reaction is to say, "Oh Lord, be merciful to me. Please forgive me." This must be the condition of our heart and not that of the Pharisee. And there are many Pharisees in the traditional Catholic world. These Pharisees are no threat to the devil. They are a threat to the kingdom of God, but they are no threat to the devil. They will not spread the kingdom of Christ. They, in many cases, will help destroy it through their bitter zeal that the saints warn so often against. But they are no threat. We don't need bodies in pews. We need souls. Souls that wish to be connected to God. Souls that are going to change their interior mind and their interior heart, and not only their exterior. We must change the exterior as well, because the two go hand in hand. It is a lie to say that they do not. But we cannot only change the exterior. We must also change the interior. And we'll close it at that. And God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.